Some folks have to go through that quite a bit, NPR reporters.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
They travel the globe far and wide, and along the path, they pick up a few travel tricks of the trade, little-known watering holes, must-see adventures off the beaten path. So we kick off the Bryant Park Project Travel Special with our own NPR reporters across the seven seas. Joe Palca, NPI science correspondent and international jet setter, joins us. Hey, Joe, where are you right now?
Well, let's see. I'm sitting in a car because it's raining out. And I'm in southern Holland in a town called Duiven. I'm actually in a very lovely, business park kind of place.
Now, you're working on a piece for the Climate Connection series. What is the piece going to be about?
Well, the piece is going to be about the fact that the climate is warming up, as everyone seems to know, maybe everyone except the people in Washington, D.C. But the climate seems to be warming up, and that's likely to have some major effects on things like how fast glaciers melt and how far sea level rises. And Holland is a country that's mostly underwater, so they have to take special precautions to prepare for this stuff. And while a lot of countries are discussing and debating and considering and weighing options, Holland is moving dirt and trying to figure out what to do. And they've also got some really interesting projects going on. I talked to a guy named Chris Zavenbergen yesterday at a company called Dura Vermeer, and he's talking about building something called floating cities.
It's a circular shape.
You guys still there?
And you have some solid construction in the middle, and then you have around it movable floating buildings and your floating greenhouses here. And we won a prize a few years ago with this idea. We call it New Arcania, and the idea is to really build one, hopefully in the future. It sounds very crazy, but it's really that's taken very serious.
So, Joe, this sounds like it's going to be a really interesting piece, and we're looking forward to it, but we really want to know your travel tips.
Well, I've got a couple. If you're able to and you can book in advance, I was in Amsterdam over the weekend, and some friends of mine recommended this restaurant called De Kaas, D-E-K-A-S, and it's just amazing. It's in a greenhouse that's in the middle of a park. And they grow their own food, and they grow their own vegetables, and they have special relationships with organic farmers. And, you know, Holland, I wouldn't say is famous for its great cuisine, but this is one of the finest meals I've eaten in a long, long time. A little expensive. I hope now that I've talked about it on your program that it'll get past the accounting people. But I mean, I had to go, right? You wanted me to do
absolutely.
This.
You were on BPP assignment. Yeah,
hey, exactly. That was background. That was deep background reporting. Love Amsterdam. Most people go there, college kids, because they can do certain things. But there is the Van Gogh Museum. There's the Rijksmuseum. Really cool things to do in Amsterdam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the Rijksmuseum, it's a blessing and a curse. Mostly it's closed right now because they're renovating a large part of it. But we went there, and they've taken out, you know, they've got about six rooms open, and they've taken all their best stuff and put it in these six rooms that are open. So, you know, if you don't want to go through this huge, intense museum to find the really good stuff, they've kept it all in one place for you. So it's pretty amazing.
Joe Palca is senior science correspondent for NPR, and he is on the road again.
On the road again.
Joe, thanks for the travel log. We appreciate it.
You betcha.
Well, that's it for another hour of the Bryant Park Project. We're always online for you, though, at npr.org/Bryant Park. Head on over there for some exclusive web content.
For example, my interview with the winner of a race involving driverless SUVs, massive robot cars that actually obey traffic laws and think their way around obstacles. It's pretty cool.
And I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart.